For women experiencing interpersonal violence, it can be hard to know where to turn for help. They might feel embarrassed to tell family, or fear calling the police could lead to retribution from their abusers. Recent research out of St. Joseph's University finds many women are looking for someone more formal than a friend, but less official than law enforcement. In fact, they're confiding in their hairstylists. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
Grace Berry has been doing hair for 5 years.
Doing today, are we keeping the same as last time? Yes.
She works at Starshine Salon in Maniac, a cute two-chair shop in the back of a comic book store on Main Street. Barry hears about all the good stuff from her clients: the first dates, the new jobs, the vacations.
Are you getting excited for Ireland yet, or is it still too far off?
It's
that you're
too
like
far off. And the not so good stuff: bad breakups, manipulative messages.
I know hair seems so silly and so superficial, but it really will impact the rest of the way that you see yourself. So you're already dealing with a very sensitive thing. And if they trust you to work with that, they often are a little bit more trusting with other things as well.
Sometimes those other things can sound like physical, emotional, or financial abuse. Barry had one recent client who would pay for her appointment half in cash and hide her receipts so her boyfriend wouldn't know how much she was spending on her hair. Barry's boss, Su Shen Lai, runs the salon. She says she's seen male partners even come in with female clients.
Basically, the female client had to get the amount of hair she was able to get cut off approved by her male partner. Like, it puts our senses up a little bit of like, I don't know if the situation is entirely okay.
Even if it's not okay, it's hard to know how to respond. Barry said she does her best, but she's kind of guessing.
I would just want to know where the boundary is. Like, when do you report something? When don't you?
St. Joseph's University sociologist Chunrai Kim interviewed Korean stylists in Queens. She found that more than half were aware of domestic violence issues among clients. Kim says while this dynamic is not limited to immigrants, that population is particularly vulnerable to interpersonal violence.
You know, a lot of women, they are financially or legally dependent on their offender. So if they try to leave, you know, they are worried about their legal status, especially they are waiting for green card, for example.
Kim says because women experiencing abuse are telling their stylists, salons could offer them resources. Illinois is the only state that requires stylists to take domestic violence training to renew their cosmetology licenses. While that might be a long way off around Philadelphia, Lai said for now she's planning to keep a list of local shelters on hand and post a hotline number in the bathroom. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.